ones or.
So all right. So what I bolded in the psukim, okay, tells you that what are we chayav to do? So it sounds like there's two things. One is you count in pasuk ches. You count 7 weeks of years, 7 years, 7 times. Okay, and then ayu l'chal you may sheva shavu sosh shanim teish rav mishana, and you'll have these 7 years, 49 years. Okay, a lot of counting, right? Okay. And then also in Pasuk Yud, what happens after the 49 years? The Kidashim is Shnasa Chamisha Mazes. So you're Mekadesh the 50th year. Okay? What's the difference between... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go on. Well, one thing that's very important to remember they have in common. Okay? And let's just get the basics down. Okay? You guys should know this already. During Shemitah, you're not allowed to do what?
Work your fields.
Good. As well, okay, what else happens during Shemitah? What other event happens during Shemitah? Shemitah's Ksafim, which means there is an absolving of loans. Okay, good. Yovel, okay, what happens during Yovel also?
It's also
you can't work the land.
Can't work the land, which sounds like it's like Shemitah part two. As an aside, think about how challenging that is. All right?
2 years in a row.
And it's really it's like really 3.5 years.
Yeah.
If you think about it. 3.5 years. I mean, innovation. However, that's why I'm saying, I'm not giving anything away, trust me, but Shemitah and Yovel share in common no work in the land. So in one sense, the 49th year / 7th year of the 7th cycle, right? Right, yeah. And the 50th year, standing on its own, both are don't work your land years. What they also kind of share in common is that by Shemitah year, what do you do with loans? There's a sort of like, as my Chavrusa put it, like it's like a social reset, right? Like this big reset, there's a small reset button you press on Shemitah year. There's a much larger reset button you press on Yovel. Because what happens in Yovel?
Land.
The land goes back. Right? Right. Right. Exactly. It's like if you think about it, he's right. What are you saying? Like, it's like, that's true also. I know. But I'm saying what you see is like, but I'm not trying to avoid that. I'm just saying you see that there's like, Shemitah is like a minor social reset event. Yovel is a major social reset event. Okay? Now those are differences. We'll see this in Rama. But in order to have Yovel, you need to have the entire citizens of Israel living there. What does that mean? It means all the tribes are in place in their unique tribal family organizations. So, for example, if Binyamin and Yisachar like became Urav, right, became like mixed up, then you have a problem. You can't have Yovel.
You can never have Yovel.
So the first Rambam I think that's important is Perek Tes Halacha Beis, where so what does he say? Right, so, and again, I'll put my cards on the table. You just read.
So, he says that there is no Shemitah Ksafim.
Which means
nullifying of debts and loans.
Good.
That is enacted from the Torah on Shemitah, except for in the time that Yovel is enacted.
Okay, good. So, we see a relationship of dependency between Shemitah on Yovel.
Yeah.
In order for Shemitah's Ksafim, for the annulling of loans to work, what has to be in business?
The nullifying of the land.
Well, right, Yovel has to be, okay. Of course, well, if you thought about it for a second, why is that strange? What's strange about that? What do you mean Yovel's not Noheg? Right, what do you mean Yovel's not Noheg?
It's during the Korban Bayis, like after the Korban Bayis.
Right? Oh, so you mean, okay, you mean there's no Yovel year at all, right?
Yeah.
Great. Yes. Lacha Aleph. What does it say? Perek Yud Lacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh.
Mitzvah Saseh is 4, 2, 7, 7.
Keep going.
Lekadesh Shnata Chamishim.
2 mitzvahs. What's the first one?
So the first one is to count 7 years, 7 times.
Okay, and the second one is?
The second one is to sanctify the 50th year.
What's the difference?
One of them is just like in regards to counting.
Say the mitzvah is to count 49 years, and then count the 50th to be Mekadesh. Don't you need to count that 50th year?
It's not saying to count 40 years.
The mitzvah is to say, I now completed 49 years, or whatever, 7 by 7, Mekadesh Yovel, right? But it doesn't mean I have to say this year is the 50th year.
Right.
Okay, good. Next, look at the Rambam on Halacha Hey. I'm not getting, I know. I'm Aval Kol Gaonim Amro.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay, so the Masara from the Gaonim was that during the 70 years between the destruction of the first temple and the second temple, okay?
And the building of the second temple.
Correct. And the building of the second temple, what do they count only?
Only Shemitah.
Okay, so that means when they're, okay, just as a piece of advice, okay? We need to, in our brains, okay, and rightly so, are all wired to track time insofar as secular years are concerned. So you're thinking from 2018, 2019, 2021, okay?
Yovel isn't its own specific thing. It's simply a thing that you do after finishing the Shemitah, like a Shemitah cycle.
Right.
So you have a Shemitah cycle, which is the 6 years, but then you also have another Shemitah cycle, which is a larger cycle, which counts as seven Shemitahs, or six Shemitahs. Seven Shemitahs, and then right after you finish that, you have this, you know, culmination, in a way, of Yovel.
Great. So what does it mean now when he says, count the... that they only counted Shemitahs. What does that mean? All right, so again, so what would you be counting? You'd be counting 49 years.
Right.
I don't even say that. You'd be counting years of seven. Okay. 7 year units, right?
And then you would just immediately start the next Shemitah cycle. There would be no Yovel.
Okay, good. Okay. And then, V'chein Shecharav Ba'achrona. So after the destruction of the second temple, what do? They only counted, they didn't count the 50th year. Rather, what do? They counted the 7 by 7. Okay, count the Shemitahs. Okay, fine. Now go to Lach Vav. All right, Luchi Hajun Zeh. So now this is based on the Gemara, but it comes out again. That's why also the Rambam's against the Gemara in his calendar count. Again, let's ignore that. The Rambam's saying that it was the end of a Shemitah year when the destruction of the temple took place. Valzanu something rely on this, etc., etc. Okay, let's just make sure we have to fill in one piece of information to make sure we're on the same attention. Look at this. Okay, Jews get to Israel. Blah blah blah. 14 years later, Shemitah. I don't care when. Shemitah, Yovel. All the way up to the first temple being destroyed.
Wonderful.
Okay. Now, then, during this period of time here, when in the time of destruction, right, in between first and second temple. So sure. So what happens? Just Shemitah. Then second temple gets built, right? What do you have during this between second temple built and destroyed? Back to Shemitah and Yovel. After it's destroyed, Shemitah again.
Okay.
So now the Rambam doesn't say this outright, but because all the Rambam says is. During this period of time, between the first temple being destroyed and the second temple being built, and after the destruction of the second temple, all he actually says is they only kept Shemitahs. Right? But we can infer, right, and the Gemara backs this up, but you can infer, at least going to one side, that from the time the second temple was built until it was destroyed, Shemitah and Yovel was kept.
Okay?
Wait, again, I gotta make sure this is clear.
I don't understand.
You do. Okay, phase one. Okay?
It's not a direct
you do.
I think it's confusing because it's backwards.
Stop. No, phase one. Shemitah. No. We can do this. Don't worry. Phase one. Shemitah.
No. I understand everything until you said they didn't keep it in the 70 years.
Right. They kept Shemitah, but not Yovel.
Yeah. And then you just said they kept Yovel.
And when the second temple was built, Shemitah plus Yovel.
Oh, okay. Right. In that time they kept.
And then second temple destroyed, back to Shemitah again.
Okay.
Now again, I have to emphasize this. The Rambam does not actually say this part here, but we can infer it. Okay. But what we also see is that we see, and it sounds like a very minor point, but we see something inconsistent here, right? In other words,
does he say there's Shemitah after the second temple?
Yeah. For now, that's up to today. That's up to the arrow means till today. We only count Shemitahs. Okay? So, it seems to be, that doesn't seem to be unreasonable. Does this seem unreasonable?
No.
No, it seems like when the temple's around, we do both. When the temple's not around, we only do one.
Yeah.
Okay? It seems like, I could read this Rambam a million times over, and it would seem to be a very benign thing, right?
A million times over.
To be smarter.
I still don't understand why that's the
holiday. Get Olach Zion. Shnasa Yovel.
Okay, Shnasa Yovel. Ena Ola Minyan Shnei Shavua. Ela Shnas Teisha Arban Shmita. Ushnas Hamishim.
Please tell me this is clear. Please tell me everyone understands that point. It's so critical. We see this in the Gemara. The Rambam brings down. How does the count work? 49 years or seven Shemitahs, then a 50th year, and then what starts? Right. So in other words, the 51st year of your count is really the first year of the next Shemitah. So Yovel exists outside the Shemitah cycles, right? It's its own entity.
49.1.
Good. Okay. Good. Excellent. Next, Halacha Ches. L'chol Yoshvea, to all the citizens and residents. Bisman Shekol Yoshvei Aleha, when they're all there. Keep going. Period. You can stop there. Right. You need a certain Shevet purity in order for Yovel to exist. Great. Why? Who cares? Okay. Now look at Tezvav. Okay. Just like I said before. So anything, you don't need a separate section of Hilchos Yovel when it comes to what you can't do in the land. Whatever you can't do in the land for Shemitah applies to Yovel as well. But then Tezayin, he explains how they're different, right? Because by Yovel, you have, for instance, the returns of the land. By Shemitah, you just have returns, you have the, absolving of loans. Good. Okay. So look at the Ravid. Okay? Let's look at the Ravid. What does the Ravid say?
I don't know.
No, like, you can read it inside. I'll help you, don't worry. Amar Ram. Him, the Ravid. Right, so maybe they would say that, in other words, again, he's saying when the Rambam says that, Rambam's trying to understand the Gaonim. When the Gaonim say that they didn't count from the destruction only Shemitahs, maybe even before the destruction of the Second Temple, they only counted Shemitahs. Ki yesh meforshim desfirele kareb Yehuda, which we're going to see in the Gemara in a second. De amar shnas chamishim olo lekan olekan. So what the Ravid's question is that maybe you'll say, look at the board for a second, maybe you'll say over here, right, that what happened?
They only kept Shemitahs.
Okay, good. So an alternative version here.
Which doesn't go against the Rambam.
Oh, one second.
Not explicitly.
Hold on. It doesn't explicitly, that's correct, but think about it. What the Ravid would get with this is that, what does he gain by this? I don't want to care about review to Svar yet, but what do you gain by saying only Shemitahs, only Shemitahs, only Shemitahs? What would push you to say that?
Out of
curiosity. Just start from the end of the first line, Tashma. Okay, so what's the machlokas? The machlokas is, this is what you have to start off with. The machlokas is, what we said a second ago, is the 50th year separate, or is it part of the following year? Okay? And then all the Gemara says is, it just flushes that a little bit. Keep going. Now listen to this. So Amrlo, Rabbi Yehuda, but they said to Rabbi Yehuda, right. But one second, if you're going to tell me that what? That Yovel is
attached to Shemitah,
then this pasuk won't make any sense. Why not?
Because then
you
wouldn't have Shemitah without
Yovel. Rashi says, Im Yovel, Ola Minyan Shavua, Ein Ela Chamisha B'Shavua, Rishon Shel Yovel. You'd only have 5 years, right, of a Shemitah cycle when it's time to get to Yovel. You're going to cut out of your Shemitah. Charles says you can't do it. So he's got a good snarky response to that. Fine. What's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham?
Whether or not you attach
Shemitah to Yovel. Those are the facts. I want to know what's the Svara. Why would you, or let's start with a simple question. What makes more sense? We don't have a lot of information here. And by the Gemara Nedarim is the best one of all the Gemaras. There's 3 Gemaras on this. I want to know what makes more sense. Would it make more sense to say, does it? I don't know. Okay, fine. So David says, if you take the pshat seems to be, no, but we only have 2 mitzvahs on the Rambam. Forget the Rambam. Just pretend you never saw the Rambam. We're looking at the Gemara on its own.
Rambam also does say that they're intertwined.
Say it again?
The Rambam also does say that Shemitah and Yovel are.
Okay, good. So you're sensing why there's an issue. But okay. But I just want to know, what makes more sense? Should Yovel be a separate year outside of Shemitah? Or no? At the end of your 49 years, right? So now, the year after becomes Yovel, but it's also the beginning of a Shemitah cycle.
What's the basis of...
Again, we don't need anything fancy yet, right? Or what do we see from the Rambam? Yeah. We see that there is a mitzvah of counting and a mitzvah of Mekadesh, which we don't know what that is yet, right? But it's definitely a separate mitzvah being Mekadesh of 50th year. We also see that there's certain fundamental things that Shemitah and Yovel share in common, and certain things that make them fundamentally different. The Rambam himself says that. He says, in Tes Vav, they're alike, and Tes Zayin, they're different, right? So when you have that kind of Hakira...
Simply you say, if you, so if it's a part of the cycle, then you simply say that Yovel is a kind of...
Say it.
Kind of like an increased Shemitah.
Bingo, good. So do you say, it's a classic Svara, right?
On steroids.
Right, exactly right. Do you say that Yovel really is, what was Yovel? Yovel is, it's really another type of Shemitah year. Just additional halachas, right? Okay, so then it can coexist.
Right.
Then there's no reason why. Why would you never...
It does share the same punishments.
Exactly right. Yeah. But on the other hand, or do you say no? Do you say that once you go ahead, you'll see why this is a rudimentary Svara.
You finished Shemitah, and now you're moving on.
But once you have this idea of stay achuza, blah, 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 all these nihugim, so now that creates a whole new different type of thing. So there's no way they could coexist. That's why, and by the way, the psukim, I would say, bear that out better than Rabbi Yehuda, because that's why there's a Mekadesh, right? Mekadesh means there's no act of basing to Mekadesh Shemitah, right? But there is an act based in the Mekadesh to 50th year, which means they're creating a whole separate entity. Okay? That's a simple Hakira I'd go with for now. It's a very basic idea. Okay? I would not ever want to go deeper than that at this point. So again, the Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda that I'd want to work with up to now is very simple. How do you look at, what's the definition of Yovel? Is it Shemitah with additional halachas? And then it can coexist like Rabbi Yehuda. There's no need to have a separate year. Or no, by definition, Yovel must exist. And I wish Yonatan was right. But you're wrong. You'll see why. It's not your fault. You just don't know the facts yet. I wish you were right, because what you're saying would be so much easier. Right? Or do you say no? Do you say that Yovel really cannot exist within Shemitah? It's a whole separate phenomenon.
Okay.
Now, that idea, I promise you, that approach is exactly what's going to drive... Rav Chaim's going to take that concept and really establish as strong as possible why that's the case.
Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah. Start Rav Chaim. Whenever you see a Rav Chaim, he'll quote the Rambam first, right? And then he'll usually quote a piece from, let's say, the Ravid. He'll quote the Ravid. So we saw what the Ravid says. The Ravid says maybe the Gaonim held like this, that Shemitah Yovel, Shemitah during the times between the destruction of the first temple and the building of the second, only Shemitah. Okay. So look where he says Uvir Advarm Shall Hasagas Ravid Hu. You see that? It's like, where is it?
It's like the
third paragraph. Go. Okay, so in the times of the Second Temple, right? Right, the only were Nohek, when the Second Temple was around, okay, in this period of time here, okay, the Gemara in Erechin seems to indicate that what would they do? Naga rak Shvias velo Yovel. They only kept Shvias, they only kept Shemitah, not Yovel. Mikol Makom, Manu Yovel is the Kaddish Shemitah, but they still counted Yovels. Why would they count Yovels? Better.
It seems that the Rambam says that there's a separate
counting.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay. We're gonna see if that's true in a second. Okay. No.
They saw it as a new cycle, right?
Okay.
Right. They saw it as a different day. Because if they didn't see it as a different day, they would just be like, okay, so it's the first.
All right. So good. So Dave, go on. V'chein pasuk Rambam melacha gimel sham, right? So even if Yovel's not Noheg, meaning even if there's no, let's say, right, returning of the land, okay, nonetheless, Mikol Makom. But here's what would happen. After the 50th year, what would you do? You start counting 49 again, right? So again, what he's saying is that the Rambam held that during the times of the Second Temple, yeah, it's true, they did keep Yovel, but not returning the land. But what does it mean they kept Yovel?
They just counted.
They would count 49, have a 50th, right? What does that say again? What wouldn't work?
Not during the Yovel year.
Yeah, okay, let's say they kept the Shemitah halachas, right, during the Yovel year. And then they would count, but on a practical level, they were using Yovel to keep the calendar going in a good way.
Correct.
Right.
So wait, they did two Shemitahs in a row?
No, no, no. Well, they would do, yeah. They would do two Shemitahs in a row. Yeah, they would be, well, again, the 50th year is Yovel.
50 were both Shemitahs.
It's Yovel, but it's Shemitah. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Now, okay, so it sounds like the only reason, now I'm trying to bias it for a reason. The only reason why, right, when you see the word Yovel here, it's a lowercase yod. The only reason why, right, it's Shemitah and Yovel here, not because they were Nohe Yovel. They weren't Yo and Yovel. Rather, it's just that they counted that 50th year, so what could they do? They could keep track of what? A Shemitah, right? So now the Ravitz question should be clear. What's the Ravitz question? When you look at this sequence, when in this period of time here, they only counted Shemitahs. Here, they counted Shemitahs plus Yovels. Here, they only counted Shemitahs. But we know during this period of time, the Rambam agrees that there were never Nohag any returning of Steyachuza, blah, blah, blah. What question do you ask?
Why did they change?
Meaning like this, meaning better, you're right, even stronger than that.
If you don't need to enact Yovel to count it, then you should always count Yovel. So it should always be 49 plus 1, no?
Yes, but the opposite. In other words, what the Ravitz is going to say is that, what do I gain with this? That's really his question. What's pushing the Rambam to be inconsistent here and say, well, here they did 49 plus 49, here they went back to 49 plus 1, here 49. If you were telling me that there was an actual Nihug Yovel, then I can understand why it's important to count Yovel. But what do I need to keep track here? Why do I have to keep track of Shemitahs and Yovels when I'm not going to be doing what?
Yovels.
Well, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah.
Oh.
There's no mitzvah of Yovel.
But then you should have done it always. You should have just done it then.
Okay, so the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. Okay? Yeah. He's right. The Rambam does say it's a mitzvah. Okay. Good. Someone's paying attention.
No, I said that.
Okay. But then that would mean the Ravitz... You did?
I said it earlier.
Oh, okay. Okay. But then the Ravitz question wouldn't be such a good question. Yeah. Okay. Keep going, David.
The
Al Korkach. Therefore, you have to say... So the only function of counting Yovel is simply as like to keep your calendar consistent. Like we want to have a good calendar, 49-1, 49-1. Okay, great. Vim Kane. So then why does it matter after the Korban they didn't count Yovels? Who cares? It's an unimportant piece of information. There's no practical difference. It just, there's again, if you're not going to be Noah Yovel, what is the difference?
Apparently keeping track of it is some kind of
So Darik's like, but it's a mitzvah to count. Okay, but yeah, there is a mitzvah to count. But you would think the reason why there's a mitzvah to count is so that you're going to do what during Yovel? Celebrate it. But it's not a celebration of Yovel. So the question is, there's no celebration of Yovel because there wasn't in this period of Second Temple. I don't care why, but there wasn't. Very good. Yes.
What?
So we see that by Shabbos is what I call an astronomical inevitability, meaning... there's nothing, you don't have to do anything. Every 7 days, you know what happens? It becomes Mekudash. Shemitah works exact same way. Beis Din do not count Shemitah.
So yes. Yovel is like Rosh Chodesh.
Sort of. That is correct. You cannot, he's about to say that, by the way.
Yovel is only important.
What's bothering the Ravid is, why learn the Gaonim in this inconsistent way? Why not just say they held like Rav Yehuda? If Rav Yehuda held, what? He held that it's only 40, right? If it's part of it, well, then what do you have to worry about having an extra year here? You don't need this extra year business. Well, who cares? You know, who cares if you have 50 and 49? It doesn't matter, right? It makes no difference. The easier option is to go with Rav Yehuda's position, and then you have a consistency. Right. So what's the difference? Why wouldn't they count? Who cares if they counted Yovel or not after the Korban? Okay. Keep going. Right, so the counting of the years didn't change after the destruction of the temple, right? So we're no better off. We don't need Yovel. The Al Korchach Sover Arrived. That's why the Ravid concludes that what? Dema. Even during times of the Second Temple, they didn't do it. Nacha Shola, the Khan of the Khan, since it's included in Shrita. Aval Rambam. Okay, that's his kasha. So his kasha is...
Why did you do 49 plus 1?
Right. He wants to know, what is the point? Like, it doesn't seem to be... Again, it sounds like a very... On the surface, it sounds nitpicky. Or what's the... I mean, it's not a killer kasha. What's the big deal? Right? But again, He's just trying to say there's no value at this point in counting a 49 plus 1 during the times of the second temple.
Bizarre.
Halacha Aleph Sham. Zelashono. Okay, Ushne Mitzvos Elu. Ad Kan Lashono. So, what are the three requirements to produce Yovel? No. What are the three requirements? Beis Din. You need a Beis Din. You need a high court.
You need all of the Shvatim.
No. He didn't say that yet. Well, from what we read over here, don't make it worse. What he read over here was, what are the three variables, the three conditions necessary to produce Yovel? Sfira,
yeah.
Kiddush, Kiddusha underneath Beis Din, meaning Beis Din, you need a Beis Din. Exactly, right. So you need Sfira, you need Kiddush, and this has to be done by Beis Din.
If Beis Din screws up the Sfira, what do they do?
Vimkain. Vimlo. Hukva. Right. Sounds like a very simple idea, right? On the surface. It sounds like, I mean, there's something conceptual brewing, but he's saying, okay, so what do you see? You see, if you don't have these three conditions, you don't have a Yovel. You don't have a 50th year. Okay? You don't have a Yovel, you don't have a 50th year.
So,
what's getting weird here is that there is no mitzvah of Sfira of Shemitah, but there is a mitzvah, a sphira of these of the years, the Shemitah cycles towards Yovel, right? But again, if you don't have these three conditions, right? If you don't have three conditions, then you can't have a Yovel. You can't have Yovel. No Yovel.
You can't have a Yovel, or you don't.